All right, everyone. Welcome once again to Bristol Bay High School. Rob Lanham with you here, bringing you live Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball action on KSDP Radio. And we're getting ready to bring you the second half of action here in the third-place game of the 2010 Elks Tourney at Bristol Bay. And this game is between the King Cove T-Jacks and the New Steelhawk Eagles. And at the half, the T-Jacks hold a narrow 30-26 lead thanks to some excellent defensive pressure as they stepped up in the second frame, holding the New Stew Eagles to only 7 points. This is the last half of action we'll be bringing you during this tourney. It's been our pleasure to bring you 10 games of basketball action live here during the last 3 days, and we thank the folks at KSDP Radio for making this possible, and we also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in and also looking for the games on the Internet. Both teams take the floor, and I'm sure this will be a fast-paced game, as it was in the first half. New Stew will inbound the ball far side half court. In the game for New Stew is Chris Wyagon, Chad Kapotik, Peter Walcott, Basil Hansen, and Noah Pavel. The ball is lost here and picked up by Jordan Hamilton, and Johnny Samuelson gets it down to Cody Mack. Cody goes up, lays it in on the fast break. Nice start here by the T-Jacks as they up their lead to 6. Peter Walcott brings it quickly across the floor. And we have Mark, Avery, Cody, Johnny, and Jordan on the floor for the T-Jacks. Wyagon reverses and throws a horrendous pass about 6 feet over the head of Chad Kapotik and out of bounds against the purple safety matting far side. And another turnover, two quick turnovers created by the T-Jack defense against the Eagles. And with 7:35 to go, third quarter, the T-Jacks leading 32-26. Avery inbounds the ball to Johnny. He'll dribble with the right hand to the right of the Angel circle. Now he walks across it and gets it to Cody up high. Cody dribbles the ball across to half court, goes between the legs, underhands to Mark Newton. Number 20 holding the ball out deep for the T-Jacks. Back to Johnny. Johnny dribbles it right, gives it to Avery Samuelson. Avery back to Johnny. No hustle here. Some people are saying play basketball. This is basketball. Johnny goes left, goes right, crossover, gets it to Jordan in the lane. Jordan goes up over two defenders and lays it up and in. Nice touch there by Big J as he's got 12 points on the game, and it's 34-26 T-Jacks. Peter Walcott drives in, throws it to Wyagon for a three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound sky for Samuelson, but it's knocked away and recovered by Basil Hansen, who gets it to Wyagon, and he knocks it down. So a nice turnover there, or nice steal by New Stew, and they convert it for two, and they cut the lead to 6, 34-28, with 6:40 to play third quarter. Mark Newton gets the ball, dribbles now, and lobs it across for Cody Mack. Cody takes a step. Now it has the ball knocked away, and it's stolen by Chad Kapotik. He dribbles across half court, gets it on the left side for Peter Walcott. He drives in, takes a shot from the left side of the foul line. No good. But number 24, Noah Pavel, is there to clean it up, and he boxed out Johnny Samuelson and put it in, 34-30. The T-Jacks lead back down to 4. Johnny directing the offense. Coach Link was giving instructions. T-Jacks, and the ball's knocked away from Johnny by Chris Wyagon with quick hands. Johnny recovers in the backcourt, gets it up to Mark Newton. Mark lobs it across for Cody Mack to Johnny down in the corner right below us. He's got Chad Kapotik on him. Johnny faking, pivoting, goes right with the dribble, underhands it to Jordan Hamilton. He goes to put the ball on the ground, and it hits the foot of a New Stew player. No kick called, and the New Stew recovers the ball. Chris Wyagon now for an open two, but passes it up, dribbles across the lane, lobs it in the corner for Kapotik. Kapotik holds the ball high, gets it up top to Peter Walcott, kicks it right side to Wyagon. He fakes, dribbles now again near the top of the arc, goes between the legs and backs up towards half court to reset the Eagles' offense. Gets it to Basil Hansen at the foul line, back to Wyagon, left side to Walcott, deep on the left wing. 5:23 to play, third quarter, 34-30 T-Jacks. Peter Walcott dribbling now back across the logo, kicks it off the right side. Here's Wyagon for a three, no good. Basil Hansen with the box out and dishes the ball over to number 24 again, Noah Pavel. And that's two offensive boards the T-Jacks have given up. They basically handed the Eagles 6 points here in the third quarter, and it's a two-point lead, 34-32. Avery Samuelson gets the ball to Mark Newton, deep in the left corner. Back up top on the wing to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny dribbles up near the half-court circle, now reverses as he's cut off by Wyagon. Comes to Mark Newton. Mark lobs a pass cross-court for Avery. Avery down to Cody. Cody fakes the three, gets it back to Avery. Avery pivots, looks at three, gets it to Mark Newton. Mark Newton to Johnny Samuelson. Coach Lindquist yelling at somebody, not happy about whatever was or was not done Johnny gets the ball, a slow bounce pass to Mark Newton, but it gets to him in the corner below us, back to Johnny, goes between the legs, kicks it back to Mark. He fakes the three, now bounces it out to Johnny. Johnny drives the lane, kicks it out to Avery for a three on the right wing. His three is up, no good, off the back of the rim. Walcott brings it down, gets to Wyagon, who beat the pack out, and he lays it up and in. 8-0 run for the New Stew Eagles, and an 8-point T-Jack lead is gone in a New York minute. And with 4:10 to play in Alaska minutes on the clock here at Bristol Bay High School, it's 34-all. Jordan Hamilton gets it deep on the left wing to Mark Newton on the baseline, lobs it out for Johnny Samuelson. This slowdown worked great the other day for the T-Jacks, but right now they seem to be sputtering. Johnny dribbles and launches a three, no good. Jordan had the rebound, lost. Johnny gets it back, and he's attempts to split the defense. He and Chad Kapotik hit each other hard. Chad crawls up to half court now, just lays down on the deck. Not sure exactly what happened to Chad as Johnny tried to split the defense and both of them were oohing and aahing. But then Chad, now Coach Makia Walcott, comes out there to check on number 21. He's still bent over. Don't know if it looks like he may have had the wind knocked out of him, actually. I believe it'll be T-Jack's ball underneath their own basket. And there's a timeout on the floor as Chad's still down on his knees with his face on the floor. Coach Makia Walcott helping him to his feet now, and a good round of applause for number 21 as he works his way back toward the bench, and Stephen Oyluck is going to replace him. T-Jacks retake the floor. And they're moving right to left on your radio dial during the second half. Oyluck checks in for Kapotik. T-Jack's ball into the basket. 3:51 to go, third quarter, all knotted up at 34. And Johnny Samuelson gets the ball, lobs it for Cody Mack. Cody drives the lane. Nice dish to Jordan Hamilton. Loses it, gets it back, puts it up. No good. It just won't roll in. And he's going to go to the line for two as Stephen Oyluck, who just checked in, picks up his second foul of the game. Would have liked seeing Big J get the roll on that one. Nice passer by Cody Mack. Jordan takes the ball, holds it at his right side, looks, dribbles, spins the ball in his hand, gets a good feel for it, and puts up the first free throw, and it's good. Way to go, Big J. All right, 13 in the game for Jordan as he leads all scorers. 35-34 T-Jacks. Jordan with one more, puts it up, and off the front of the rim, hits the backboard and drops in. 2-for-2 for Big J, and the T-Jacks lead by two, 36-34, 3:45 to play. Walcott pushes the ball to the court, trapped in the corner by Mark and Johnny, and now a steal. Christian knocks the ball away. He's going to go to the length of the court, lays it up and in. Nice job by Christian, who just checked in during the timeout. I missed that one. And Christian gets his first two, and the T-Jacks up by four again. Nice hustle there on the defense. And now the ball is backly handed to Johnny Samuelson by Chris Wyagon. Johnny goes in for the reverse layup and lays it in. So thank you very much, number 10, who just handed the T-Jacks two easy points. Not sure what happened there, just the ball slipped out of his hands or what, but he basically handed it right to Johnny, and Johnny said, thank you very much. Took it the length of the floor, put in a nice, easy reverse bucket off the glass to give him 12 points in the game. I'm sorry, 14 in the game now for Johnny, and the T-Jacks lead is 6 as they've gone on a quick 6-0 run to answer the 8-0 run from the Eagles just a couple minutes ago. 3:19 to go, third quarter, timeout on the floor. Coach Makia Walcott getting his troops over there for a 30-second timeout. They'll have the ball underneath the T-Jacks basket. 3:19 to go, 40 to 34. I'm sorry, the T-Jacks with a 6-point advantage here in the third place game. Rob Lennon with you here live from Bristol Bay High School in Natick, Alaska. The last game we'll be carrying for you in this 2010 Elks tourney. Peter Walcott brings it up to Oyluck in the right wing, gets it down low. Outside the arc to Walcott. His bounce pass is nearly stolen by Christensen, and they're going to call Christian for a push there. And that'll be his second and the team's first in this half. Both teams with one foul. Nolan Christopher, who's entered the game, now lobs it to Oyluck. He goes right side to Walcott. Nice give and go to Oyluck, who puts it up and in over the front of the rim. Nice play there by New Stu. 40-36. Johnny brings it down. Crossover dribble. Drives. Lobs it across for Christensen. He loses it but gets it out to Mark Newton, to Johnny in the corner. He lobs it in for Jordan. Big J puts it on the floor. Kicks it out to Johnny. Fakes the three. Goes up for a two from a bad angle. Front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Christian. He kicks it out to Mark Newton, and the T-Jacks will reset the offense. Cody now has an open three on the right wing. Manny knocks it down. Oh, they're giving him a two. They're saying his foot was on the line. Looked like a three from our vantage point. And we're always right, right? All right. 42-36. T-Jacks with a six-point lead. 2:24 to go, third quarter. Peter Walcott deep in the right wing, holding the ball. Now dribbles to the left hand. Dribbles towards the top of the arc. Kicks it left side to Nolan Christopher. Nolan against Cody Mack. Dribbles inside the arc. Puts up a two. No good. Jordan Hamilton with a good rebound there as he reached far over his head to bring that one down. Gets it off to Johnny, who pushes the ball up. Drives the lane. Goes up with good body control. Gives it off to Christensen, but it's batted away from behind by Noah Pavel to Steven Oyluck. He gets it across to Peter Walcott, who brings it across the timeline. Far left side with a right-hand dribble against Cody Mack. He picks up his dribble now, looking for help. Gets it to Christopher. Cody Mack right up on him. Christopher drives in and lobs a pass for Oyluck, gets it to Walcott for a long range two. In and out, no good. Jordan Hamilton with a good box out of three players. Gets it to Johnny Samuelson, to Cody Mack. Cody lays it up, no good. Oh, that would have been a big play right there. And now the ball is nearly stolen by Jordan Hamilton, and it's passed out of bounds, deflected out of bounds from behind by Johnny Samuelson. Boy, Cody had a nice break there and a beautiful half-court dish by Johnny, and just misjudged the layup or something. Normally Cody will knock those down 99 times out of 100, but that was the one in which he didn't. So now the ball is lobbed in from under the Eagles' basket. It goes to Kapotik on the left side. He gets to Walcott for a turnaround two. Rolls around, no good. Jordan Hamilton there with the rebound. Jordan being double-teamed. He gets it to Mark Newton. Out to Johnny Samuelson, who brings it across the timeline. 1:17 to go. T-Jacks by 6, 42-36. Johnny passes the ball across to Mark Newton. Coach Lindquist hollering for a good shot. He wants a layup. Mark passes it to Cody, who dribbles across the logo, gets it to Christian. Christian goes right wing to Johnny. Johnny drives baseline. Nice dish to Jordan Hamilton, who puts it off the glass. That, my friends, is a layup, and we'll take those all night. 44-36 with under a minute to play, third quarter. T-Jacks on an 8-0 run. Here's a pass over to Christopher. He drives the lane, kicks it out to Walcott, left wing to Kapotik. Kapotik with the dribble, backs off, guarded by Cody Mack. He gets it back near half court to Peter Walcott. Peter drives to the right hand, kicks it out in the corner for Nolan Christopher. He launches a three, no good. The rebound is taken by Johnny Samuelson, who saved it to Mark Newton. Mark makes a good catch and gives it back to Johnny. 30 seconds to go. Coach Ralph Lindquist calling for one shot, but here's a pass. A pass from Johnny down to Christian, who was wide open. Beautiful pass. Christian went up, and he draws a hard foul there by Noah Pavel. He made a clean block, but he got a good chunk of Christian's head as well. And that'll be his second. Christian will go to the line to shoot two with 25 seconds to play. So much for the one shot that Coach Lindquist wanted, but that was a good look. Just good recovery there by Pavel. Christian's first foul shot is up, trickles around, no good off the right side. He'll have one more, 44-36, T-Jacks by 8, 25 seconds to play, third quarter action. Third place game of the 2010 Elks tourney. Christian's second one is up, bounces around, and trickles in. Christian with three in the quarter, three in the game, and it's 45-36. Peter Walcott brings it up, drives the lane. No one's going to stop and goes in. And shot no good. Tipped around and picked up there by number 24, Pavel. Two chances, no good. Jordan Hamilton gets it off to Cody Mack. Cody coming against number 21, Kapotik, and Cody goes up and draws the foul. Nice take by Cody as he took it strong to the hole. And he points at Chad and says something. And Chad did a good job of staying with him, but Cody went up with the right hand for the left side. 10 seconds to play, third quarter. Coach Lindquist tells Cody we need both of these, and we do. And 10 seconds to go. Cody will shoot his first. Off the back of the rim, no good. Oyluck checking in now for Noah Pavel, who's limping a little bit. May have tweaked an ankle down there in the battle under the boards. Last trip down. The second one is short. It's the bottom of the front of the rim. Peter Walcott brings it across with 6 seconds, guarded by Johnny Samuelson. Still deep, launches it across for Noah Christopher. He's on code. Nice defense as Christopher launches an off-balance fall-away two after the buzzer sounded. Cody Mack and Christian Christensen ate his lunch over there in the left wing. Great job by the T-Jacks to close out the third quarter. And so at the end of three quarters, the score of the King Cove T-Jacks 45, the New Steel Hawk Eagles 36. King Cove with 15 points in that quarter. to 10 for New Stew as we increased our lead from 4 to 9 and ended the quarter on a 9-0 run. Right now the point totals for your T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson with 14, Jordan Hamilton with 16, Cody Mack with 6, Avery Samuelson with 6, and Christian Christensen with 3. And for this New Stew Eagles, coached by Makia Walcott, 3 for Nolan Christopher, 4 for Chris Wyagon, 9 for Chad Kapotik, all in the first quarter, but we can't forget about him because he can light you up in a heartbeat if he's left alone from three-point range. Peter Walcott with 12, 10 of those in the first quarter, 2 for Oyluck and 6 for Noah Pavel. So the T-Jacks with a 9-point lead heading to the fourth quarter. It'll be T-Jacks basketball, far side, half court, Mark Newton inbound. Mark joined by Cody, Christian, Johnny, and Jordan. And Basil Hansen, Chad Kapotik, Stephen Oyluck, Peter Walcott, and Nolan Christopher on the floor for the Eagles. Cody Mack takes the ball from Johnny, gets it across to Mark Newton. Mark picks up his dribble, bounce pass right side to Christian. Christian hands it to Johnny. Johnny drives right baseline, puts it inside to Jordan. He goes up, no foul call. Christian gets it back, puts it up, no good. Jordan with the rebound. Jordan goes up again, no good. The ball is still loose. Jordan gets it back and puts it up and in. Way to fight, Big J. Good job on the boards by Christian and Jordan. Jordan was not going to be denied on that one, and he increases the lead to 11. Great job. Chad Kapotik now for a three. And there's a foul. The shot was off the back of the rim, no good, but there's a foul inside as number 54, Basil Hansen, draws his first foul as he pushed Jordan Hamilton in the back trying to establish position. And that'll be the third team foul on New Stew. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter, 47-36 T-Jacks. Johnny brings it across the line, deep on the left side, goes between the legs, now spin move, kicks it out to Mark Newton. Mark holding the ball, now dribbles with the left hand, reverse dribble, kicks it over to Cody Mack. Cody dribbles across the logo, stops, nearly travels, gets it to Christensen. Christensen's got an open lane. Nice dish to Mark Newton. Mark goes up, and no foul called, and good job by Christian. Christian saved the ball, diving out of bounds, whipped it behind his back off of Nolan Christopher. And we're going to have a full timeout called here by Coach Ralph Lindquist as Johnny Samuelson lost his shoe. And with 6:59 to go in this one, your T-Jacks 47, the New Stew Hawk Eagles 36. And to my daughter Whitney, who's listening in King Cove, I hope I pronounced New Stew Hawk right. She gave me the business last time when I came home. She said, "Dad, it's not New Stew Hawk. You said it's Stew Hawk every time. That's not what it is." So my apologies to the fine folks over in New Stew. And when we go away from the abbreviated version of the town's name, we'll make sure to say Stuyahawk and hope that that's pronouncing it correctly. And Coach Makia Walcott, just a great guy, a likable guy, and a great basketball coach. Loves those kids. Enjoyed some spending a lot of time with him during these last two tournaments in Bristol Bay. Of course, last week, New Stew hosted a tournament in which both King Cove teams attended. And they've got a tough district to come out of as they'll have to defeat the Kalignic Huskies in that district to get to regions in Sandpoint. All right, 6:59 to go, fourth quarter. T-Jacks basketball underneath their own basket. We're going to run the stack. We've got Johnny, Christian, Mark, Cody, and Jordan. Johnny to put the ball in, bounces it for Cody. Cody gets it to Johnny in the corner. He's guarded there by Christopher. Ralph tells him to get out of the corner. He does. And Coach Lindquist dribbles to the top of the half-court circle. Cody has it cross-court to Mark. Coach Lindquist saying, take care of the ball. Here's a nice pass to Christensen. Gets it into Jordan Hamilton. He goes up, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up, partially blocked. Gets another rebound. He's getting mugged in there. And they seem to put away the whistles because Jordan just getting beat up. Four chances underneath, and none of them clean at all, but it goes out of bounds off of New Stew. So Johnny looking inbound, lobs it out for Mark Newton above the three-point arc. He has a left-hand dribble, reverses dribble, now gives it back to Johnny. Goes between the legs, over left wing to Cody. Number 13 kicks it to Mark Newton. Mark right wing to Johnny Samuelson. 6:25 to go, T-Jacks by 11. Johnny dribbles deliberately across the Angel logo, kicks it over to Mark. He goes back the other direction and throws it to Christian, whose pass is intercepted by Chad Kapotik. Here's a long outlet pass, and Johnny Samuelson outruns the whole floor to grab it and starts back up the other direction. He comes down the lane, goes up, good body control, up and under, lays it in. That's why Johnny Samuelson's the best player in Alaska. Beautiful hustle on the offensive end. Got down to the defense, stole the length of the court pass, brought it back coast to coast, laid it in for a 13-point T-Jack lead with under 6 minutes to play. Kapodic goes left wing to Walcott. Number four dribbles to the right hand, hands it off to Christopher. Nolan dribbling deep left wing. He lobs it across for Kapodic right wing. Good job by Cody getting up there on him. Ball goes to Oylock. He's now double-teamed by Cody. Marking his pass is intercepted by Johnny. Johnny going down. Left side, he goes up and he's fouled as he went up for the shot between two Eagle players. And that foul is going to go against number four, Peter Walcott, I believe. And that'll be the case. Second one on Peter. And the fifth team foul against Eagles. 5:32 to go. T-Jacks 49, Neustadt 36. Our guys need this game. They're playing hard. Johnny goes to the line for a pair. In and out, no good. I believe that's his first miss of the tournament. Johnny looks over Coach Lindquist, and they're having a little back and forth there. Johnny's smiling. He's got one more. His second one is up, and that one's nothing but net. 50-36, T-Jacks by 14, but that lead can disappear quickly against this three-point shooting of the Eagles. Nolan Christopher launches a three from the right corner, no good. Rebounded by Kapodic. He puts up a short shot, no good. Mark Newton with the rebound, gets it to Johnny Samuelson. He's harassed there by Nolan Christopher. Nearly loses the ball, goes to his knee, maintains the dribble, gets it to Hamilton, back to Samuelson, and now he brings it across court. Long bounce pass to Cody Mack. Back to Johnny near the half-court circle. He passes it deep left corner near the half-court to Mark Newton. He gets it to Cody. Cody brings it back the other direction. Cody goes between the legs, gets it over to Christensen. Christian gets it to Johnny. Johnny coming down in front of us on the left wing. Reverse dribble, gets it to Mark Newton up top. Mark holding the ball, pressure by Walcott. Nice pass inside to Christensen. Christian goes up, no good. Jordan Hamilton with the rebound, puts it up. No good from a bad angle, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Christensen to the Neustadt Eagles. Jordan probably could have taken a dribble on that one and maybe gotten himself a better position, but he's had a great game so far. 4:37 to go, 50-36. Neustadt trailing the T-Jacks. Here's a nice give-and-go. Walcott misses the bunny inside the lane, rebounded by Christensen. Good job on the defensive boards this half by the T-Jacks. He gets it to Newton, who gives it back to Samuelson. Johnny walks it across the line. Left side goes between the legs. Dishes it out here for Mark Newton. Right below it. Lob into Jordan Hamilton. Jordan goes up, puts it up and in off the glass. That play is there all day, and the T-Jacks have been taking advantage. Up by 16 now. 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Peter Walcott dribbles up on the right wing. Switches to the left hand. Kicks it over for Nolan Christopher. Fakes a pass left. Goes right to Kapodic. Kapodic dribbles across the arc. Guarded there by Johnny and Cody. Goes right side. Johnny right up there on him. Kicks it out top to Walcott near the half-court circle. Under 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. T-Jacks by 16. Walcott dribbles right. Nice defense there. Mark Newton and cuts off the baseline. Walcott puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Christensen. He gets it off to Hamilton. Jordan passes it long near half-court to Johnny Samuelson, and he patiently brings it across right to left on the Angel logo. Now he hits Christensen down low. Christian puts it up and in, and he draws a foul from Chad Kapodic. This patient offense by the T-Jacks, just it's a sleeper hold offense. It just puts the opposing defenses to sleep. They're used to the T-Jacks running and gunning, and when they just do that patient dribble, oftentimes Jordan or Christian are able to get open underneath, and that's what happened this time. Christian to the line to complete the three-point play, and he does. Christian with six in the game. The foul was on Kapodic, his second, and they bring the ball down. Walcott dribbling, double-teamed in the right corner. He gets it out to Nolan Christopher. He fakes, goes between the legs in the right wing. Johnny up on him. Here's a pass in the lane to Chad Kapodic. Nice cut there, and Kapodic puts it in. And that stops a 19-0 run by the T-Jacks. 19-0. The game was tied at 36. Johnny comes down, puts it up and in off the glass. No one stopped him. He went the left baseline and up and in. Johnny with five in the quarter, and it's 57-38. 3 minutes exactly to go in this one. T-Jacks by 19. They got to keep up the defensive pressure. Walcott dribbles in, kicks it out on the right side. Here's a long three attempt by Christopher. No good. The rebound is run down by Oylock in the corner, and his pass is he was double-teamed by Cody and Christian. Johnny steals the pass, goes coast-to-coast, and lays it in. Nolan Christopher not happy with himself. Seven in the quarter for Johnny, and it's a 21-point King Cove Tundra Jack lead. We're loving this one. Peter Walcott drives across the lane, puts up a left-hander off the rim, no good. Jordan Hamilton had the rebound, got assaulted from behind, and loses the ball, and it goes to the Eagles. Kicked up top to Chad Kapodic. He drives left wing, throws it off to Oylock for a long three. Air ball! Jordan Hamilton brings down the rebound, attempts to throw a length of the court pass, and Kapodic bats that out of bounds. Kopodic very frustrated right now, as New Stew is having their lunch handed to him by the T-Jacks across the two quarters late in the third and the first 5 minutes of the fourth. The T-Jacks used a 19-0 run to break this one open from a tie game at 36-all to a 55-36 lead, and they now lead 59-38. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go as Johnny Samuelson brings it into the front court, just standing there, lobs it to Jordan Hamilton at the foul line. He kicks it out to Cody Mack, right wing. Back to Johnny up top. Johnny directing Avery to come out. He gets the ball deep near the foul or near the half-court stripe, throws it cross-court to Christensen, back to Johnny. Dribbles patiently with the left hand. We're under 2 minutes to go. Number 11 dribbling up near the half-court line. Pressure there by Wyagon. Gets it over to Cody Mack. Cody gets it down to Avery. Avery now brings it from the baseline or from the corner, gets it back to Cody. Cody puts it into Jordan for a nice little jumper. No good, though, off the back of the rim. Good rebound there by Zach Gust. He kicks it up to Basil Hansen to Walcott. Walcott throws it to Kopodic for a three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Jordan Hamilton. Johnny gets the rebound. He had Cody open, but doesn't get him, and now we're going to have a timeout by Coach Ralph Lindquist. He calls for a full timeout with 1 minute 28 seconds to go. Pace second half of action here. The King Cove T-Jacks 59, the New Stew Hawk Eagles 38. And we'll run down the scoring for you quickly. And we have Johnny Samuelson with a game-high 21. Jordan Hamilton had 10 at the half and has 10 in the second half. So Jordan with 20, 6 for Cody, 6 for Avery, and 6 for Christian. And for the Eagles, 3 for Christopher, 4 for Wyagon, 11 for Kopodic, 12 for Walcott, 2 for Oyelek, and 6 for Pavel. Earlier scores in action this morning, King Cove defeated Togiak to get to this game at 100-46. New Stew Hawk defeated the Sandpoint Eagles to advance to the third-place game as well, 85-52. And in girls' third-place game, the New Hallam Malamutes defeated our King Cove rookies 62-47. The timeout's over. Both teams retake the floor, 1:28 to go. T-Jack's ball, far side half court. Cody Mack lobs a pass into the backcourt for Johnny Samuelson. He brings it across the timeline. Picked up there by Peter Walcott. Reverses dribble, lobs it over to Cody Mack on the right wing. Cody dribbles left hand across the circle, gets it to Avery Samuelson. Avery holds the ball high, no goes to the right hand, kicks it back this side to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny across the Angel logo, and he's going to bounce past to Jordan Hamilton. We've got Cody open down here. Johnny passes to Cody, now to Jordan. Jordan drives in, lays it up, rolls off the rim, no good. Just couldn't get that one to fall. Jordan gets up off the deck and hustles down court. The ball goes to Chad Kopodic. He puts it up and under and in. Nice move there by Chad as he neglected the three and went for the two. Under a minute to go now, 59-40. The T-Jacks have this one well in hand. Johnny dribbles out near half court. Looks like New Stew content to let him do so. Peter Walcott not applying any pressure. Now he steps out there. The referee not starting the count yet. Now Peter turns around and go. Looks like they're just going to kill this one. 30 seconds left. Johnny just dribbling with the right hand. Now he stops the dribble and just holds it. Everybody just standing around. These two teams are in their second game of the day. Fourth game in 3 days. Now he lobs it across to Cody Mack. Cody lobs it back to Johnny. 17 seconds to go. Good show by these two teams in the fourth game in 3 days. Second game of the day after both teams suffered tough losses last night in semifinal games. Johnny now gets the ball under to Dre. Dre goes up and under, lays it up, off the rim, no good. And Peter Walcott grabs the rebound, throws it the length of the court, and that's going to end this one. So, a successful finish to the tournament here as the King Cove T-Jacks claim the third place prize. And they go 3-1 in the tourney with a 59-40 victory over the New Stew Hawk Eagles. This, as we said, was an important game for seeding purposes. And the T-Jacks closed the game on a 24-4 run. I'm sorry, 23-4 run to break the game open after it was knotted at 36-all late in the third quarter. We'll give you the scoring totals again. I know they didn't change from a moment ago, but we'll give you those. A quick recap, and then we'll close it out from here at Bristol Bay High School. Johnny Samuelson had a game-high 21, 20 for Jordan Hamilton, 6 for Cody, 6 for Avery, and 6 for Christian. And that gives us a total of 59. And for the Eagles, Nolan Christopher, 3, Chris Wyagon, 4. Chad Kopodic finishes with 13 to lead the Eagles, 12 by Peter Walcott, 2 by Oyelek, and 6 by Pavel. And that gives them a total of 40. So the T-Jacks finished the tourney successfully. Both teams are scheduled to fly home tomorrow morning, scheduled to depart the airport at King Salmon approximately 11:30 and arrive in Cold Bay somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 p.m. and then return to King Cove via the hovercraft. So if you can get the word out to the parents, friends, and family, that would be helpful. The final score, once again, of the four games that we brought you today on KSDP Radio. In Game 1, 9 o'clock this morning, the King Cove T-Jacks 100, the Togiak Huskies 46. In Game 2, New Stuyahok Eagles 85, Sandpoint Eagles 52. Game 3 featured the King Cove rookies falling to the New Halem Malamutes 62-47. And in the nightcap here, the King Cove T-Jacks defeat the New Stuyahok Eagles 59-40. We hope you've enjoyed the action. We want to thank KSDP Radio and Peninsula Airways for bringing you this action live all throughout the 2010 Elks Tournament from Bristol Bay High School here in Naknek, Alaska. Stay tuned to KSDP Radio for information.